11:04 hours. Floating Island Paradise Resort Charter Coach. Road to Invernowhere.
But it can't be a fucking oil rig. Nobody's going to go their holidays to a fucking oil rig. Be worse than Blackpool. It's not actually an oil rig, Charlie. It's all built on an oil rig platform.
An oil rig is a platform, Eddie. Oil rig, oil platform, same thing.
Aye, but I mean, they've stripped it down to just the platform, then built everything up again for there.
I read something about it in the paper.
But what's the point? Building a hotel or whatever on a big hunk of metal, which rang with dry land.
It's so it's exclusive, big man. So scroats like you and myself can't get near the fucking thing. Like one of the wee islands. What do they cry them? There's hundreds of them. The endives.
Maldives, you fucking idiot.
Endives are in salad.
So that would be thousands of islands then.
Aye, very fucking funny, Eddie. Anyway, the Maldives. You have to get a boat out to your hotel, and your hotel is all that's on the island. You're isolated away from it all. So they've used this oil platform affair instead of an island. It's like building an island.
Be fucking freezing, but will it no?
The Cromarty first know exactly the South Pacific. Can't I see many folk lying out with their bikinis in May. Have to wipe the snow off the sun loungers first.
Have you been listening to a word I've said?
It's no stein in the Cromarty Firth. That's just where they've been rebuilding it, fitting it out in that. When that's all done, they're towing the whole shebang off to somewhere what's warm. All year round, coast of Africa, I think.
Oh, I get it now.
Wee bit hotter than Rostown then.
Still, what's the point of going all that way? Africa, like, and then cooping yourself up in this one wee place the whole time. Seems like a bit of waste of time to me.
Well, Charlie, that's how we've no made millions out the tourist business and Gavin Hutchison has.
I mean, personally, I think it's the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life.
That just proves I know fuck all.
This to take an oil platform holiday resort to prove you know fuck all, Eddie.
Aye, very good.
But I take your point. I wouldn't be seen deeding the place if it wasn't all been laid on.
You couldn't afford it if it wasn't been laid on.
Good shout, aye. But you know what I mean, Eddie? Sounds hellish.
Some place for a party, mind you. I think this could be a rare tear the night. Nae neighbours to tell you to keep it down, nae police, free drink.
Aye, but if it turns out it's shite, it'll be a cunt trying to get a taxi home.
Be a good laugh phoning for one, right enough. Giving them directions.
Aye, you just take a right at the lights, then first left, then half a mile across the water. It's the second oil rig after the kebab shop.
Aye, name on the doors, Hutchison.
I have to say though, Eddie, I still don't mind the cunt at all.
Who, Gavin?
Aye, drawing a total blank here. Come on, Charlie, fuck's sake. You must remember him. Mind the guy that got a knockback off Hound Henderson in first year at the Christmas party when everybody was up dancing at the fucking Hucklebuck or some shite.
Oh, mind her.
Fucking horrible beast, so she was. Christ, I hope she's not sitting two seats in front of me. Did I say that loud?
No, you're all right.
But do you mind him now?
No. Because that wasn't him, it was Paddy Gregg that got knocked back off Hound Henderson that time.
Fuck, so it was, right enough. And he can't be on this bus, because it would have smelt him by now.
Fucking hell, man. Paddy Gregg, I mean, getting knocked back off Hound Henderson. It doesn't get any lower than that, does it?
Seriously, you'd have to stick your head in the oven after that one, wouldn't you?
Aye, Eddie.
Says you that shagged Linda Clark on time.
That's different. At least I got a result.
Some result?
She'd a face like a melted welly.
Well, you don't look at the mantelpiece when you're poking the fire.
Poor Eddie, poor.
And does your Margaret know you shagged Linda Clark?
It was afore we were married. I was 18.
Aye, but does she know?
Because the two of them weren't exactly pals, like, were they?
Fuck's sake, keep your voice down. Margaret's got ears like fucking radar, even if your Tina's burning them off down the front of the new.
You leave my Tina out this. Answer the question, does she know?
Am I still alive? Is Linda Clark still alive?
I'll take that as a no, then.
You, me, and Linda are the only folk that know. And everybody else that I knew professionally murdered a few years back.
So is Linda Clark on the bus?
You're fucking hopeless, Charlie. Linda Clark went to Auchinleigh High. She wasn't at our school.
Eden Fitbus must have knackered your memory.
Ach, pish. I mind as much as you.
Wait a minute. I know who Gavin Hutchison is now.
Wasn't he the guy that knocked himself out playing Tig once when he ran into the own big pillar?
No, that was me, you daft cunt.
Or was he the one that got stung with a dead wasp in the art class picking it up?
No, that was me as well.
You're taking the piss, you fucking prick. Hang on, I've got it. He was the one got a doing off Davy Murdoch. Now you're really taking the piss. Every cunt got a doing off Davy Murdoch. I think the Pope probably got his boz booted off Davy when he came to Bella Houston Park. Well, in that case, as I says, I didn't mind him at all. Actually, now I come to think of it, I'm not sure I mind him myself. I thought that was him with a Hoon Henderson carry-on, but it wasn't it. And I thought maybe it was him that spewed his ring in our e-mind, like the fucking Exorcist, but that was Alan McQuaid. Fuck. Total blank. Tell you, you were as bad as me. What the fuck, but? Free Petty. We'll maybe recognise him when we see him. Either that or we'll just hit a kid on. All right, Gavin, how's it going? Not seen you for donkeys. What? You don't remember us? What kind of pal are you, you cunt? You've got some brass neck, Charlie, my man. You don't remember anybody. I'm surprised you remembered me. Come off it, I remembered Davy Murdoch, didn't I? Everybody remembers Davy Murdoch. Same as Matt Black. Hard to forget when they're in the newspapers all the time. Do you reckon it's true about all the lithium then, Eddie? What? About him turning over a new leaf, renouncing violence, becoming a painter and all that? Fuck knows. Everybody changes, I suppose. I mean, look there. Alan McQuaid, 5 seats down, being dead pally with old Mrs. Lawrence. He was a cheeky wee shite. Used to make her life a misery. Still is a cheeky wee shite. Aye, but you know what I mean. Davy was all right sometimes. I sat next to him in geography in second year, with a laugh now and again. What are you talking about, Eddie? Davy leathered you in geography in second year. Dissed you with that big atlas. Aye, right enough. But still, you must have reformed or they'd never have let him out, would they? And sure, there's that story about when he was released. Deke Patterson's brother, Panda, attacked him outside the jail and he never fought back. Just stood there and took it until the police pulled Panda off. Aye, I remember hearing about that myself, Ed. Still, if Davy turns up tonight, I don't see anybody putting it to the test trying to settle any scores, do you? Well, I never cried him the lithium Davy to his face back then, so I'm no starting new. You might have a flashback. Fucking regression, no? No, I wouldn't worry, Eddie. On the off chance that he's actually there, if Davy went mental again, it's odds on it would be Kenny Collins that got the doing. His mouth was aye writing checks his arse couldn't cash. Him or Ali McQuaid? No. At least Ali was funny. Kenny was just ignorant. Horrible wee bastard, so he was. Sneaky as well. No redeeming features. Face you could punch all night. Shush. Give your voice down. You'll come back up here again. Thought he was going to sit down beside us earlier. I couldn't have handled him all the way up the road. Ah, you're right there, Eddie. My heart sank when I saw him getting on the bus. I suppose that's what you're signing up for, though, going to a place like this. The drink might be free, but you're still paying a high price putting up with some of the company. Still, it's going to be mental seeing some of the folk again. That's if anybody else turns up. The pair could just be us that's on the bus, plus this Gavin Hutchison bugger that we can't remember anyway. Can't picture Matt Black coming back from America just to see us assholes again, eh? And Davy Murdoch. He lives in fucking New York or somewhere. He's not going to be there either. Not to mention all the ones that are in the jail. Ah, never mind. Free party, innit? Overnight stay and everything. Aye. Overnight stay on an oil rig. It'll be fine, big man. It'll be better than that, in fact. Forget the oil rig. It's a resort. This guy obviously knows what he's doing. Knows how to make folk feel comfortable. That's how he's raking in the millions and I'm fitting fucking wardrobes.